Picture this, a three-day ceasefire ends Monday evening. U.S. envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner board their plane home from talks with Putin and Zelensky, and within hours, ballistic missiles and drones are raining down on Kyiv. Two people are dead. That image, diplomats departing, missiles arriving, tells you almost everything you need to know about where the Russia-Ukraine war stands this Tuesday, September 8, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez and this is Intelligix.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We have a lot of ground to cover today, so let me walk you through what's ahead. Beyond Ukraine, we're watching the Middle East simultaneously combust on two fronts. Houthi strikes have wounded 73 people and shut down Saudi energy operations, while Israeli strikes killed 7 people in Gaza within a 24-hour period, despite a nominal ceasefire. Meanwhile, Iran is calling U.S. military pressure overt aggression. And the U.S. is visibly uncomfortable even naming what it's doing as a war.
On the domestic political front, President Trump spent the Labor Day weekend posting maps on Truth Social that depict Canada and Mexico as American territory, and pushing to rename New Mexico New America, 7 separate posts on that one. It drew criticism from both parties. We'll dig into what that actually signals about foreign policy signaling versus domestic politics theater.
In technology and AI, Tesla's Cybercab is already under federal investigation. The NHTSA opened a probe just hours after paid robotaxi rides launched in Austin. Huawei is finally in a Brooklyn federal courtroom facing racketeering charges 7 years in the making. Anthropic quietly walked away from a $6 billion acquisition of Descartes AI. And an investigation has found that LG smart TVs are logging audio while in standby mode and actively scanning home networks.
On the economic and market side, China's August exports surged 25% year over year, widening an already substantial trade surplus. Wheat futures posted their biggest single-day gain in nearly 2 weeks after U.S.-Russia diplomatic talks collapsed. Wyoming ranchers are sounding alarms about a Trump beef tariff waiver, with the U.S. cattle herd at a 75-year low. And the finance and insurance sector has now shed 99,000 jobs this year amid what analysts are openly attributing to AI automation.
We'll also cover SpaceX's decision to end all Florida Starlink launches to clear the pad for Starship operations, Unitree's bold claim of the first autonomous humanoid robot running on a real-time world model, and a data breach at IDScan that has exposed the driver's license information of 153 million Americans, generating at least 9 lawsuits so far.
Plus, Argentina has filed criminal charges against an Israeli oil firm over drilling near the Falkland Islands, and Senator Rick Scott called Turkey not our friend after the Treasury sanctioned a Turkish bank for Iran-related financial activity. That NATO relationship is fraying in real time.
It's a full morning. Let's get into it.